Hello, hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to the Luna Ashley Show. I'm Luna, your witchy BFF meets your online biz bestie. In this podcast, you're going to be getting all of the systems, the strategies, and the energetics that are necessary to build an aligned, heart-centered, six-figure business. So with that being said, pull up a seat, make yourself comfy, and we're going to deep dive into this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to our latest episode. We are going to be talking about your soul call and are you risking it within your business? And I see this happen so often when I am coaching newbie entrepreneurs, but also seasoned entrepreneurs. So understanding that your soul call is something that will be challenged every step of your journey is so key. So with that, a little bit of a teaser, a little bit of a taste to know if you are in the right spot. Now with that, if you're new here, if you're new to me, hello, I'm Luna. I teach everything on this podcast that has to do with energy, meeting your online or brick and mortar business and how you can utilize those spidey senses to really amplify and amp up what it is and what your work is in this world. And I firmly believe that most people listening to this are multifaceted, and many of you are probably also neurospicy, right? Your brain works on multiple different channels, which equates to being multi-passionate in many cases. So whether you're listening to this and going, I've got one thing that's just my ride or die, or maybe you're like me and you have multiple streams of income, you're building multiple online businesses, just know that you are so welcome here. But before we get into this, I want to take a quick moment to just talk to you guys who do feel called to multiple sources of income. Now, I always say this, pick one within social selling if you are a social seller. And most of you guys are, if you are following me, unless you've recently found me. Now, that secret TikTok account that I have a few of you guys who are just very into energy and Reiki and witchy things, and that is awesome. You might not even know I'm in social selling. Hi, hello, I'm Luna, I'm in social selling. I would say I'm one of the first, if not the only, very intuitive witchy women to be in this industry and to be a verified six-figure earner. And I don't say that to brag, but to show you what is possible and that there is a space in this industry for you. Now, that being said, I'm gonna circle back to what I was saying. I only recommend one within social selling. Now, you can have multiple affiliates, products, right, that you really, really stand by, that you adore. Maybe you have an Etsy shop like myself. Shout out, shameless plug. You can now get the readings via my Etsy shop. You guys who are wanting that intuitive guidance, go check it out. It's called The Sacred Way with Luna Ashley. You'll find it on the Etsy. But maybe you have Etsy shops. Maybe you have a coaching business and social selling. Maybe you have something else, right? Something else on the online interwebs. Maybe you have a brick and mortar crystal shop. Whatever it is, just know that having multiple is totally fine. It absolutely can work. And for some of you guys who maybe you're going, and this was me for a while, I just thought I could only have social selling. That, and for me, it was, oh my gosh, I'm so successful at social selling that this is the only thing I can really focus on. And I was putting my baby, the first thing that I really had in this world, my Reiki business, my tarot business, what I started with, I was putting it on the back burner. And my soul over these past few months and really bringing that other business up to speed where it should have been all along, and just the influx of amazing soul connections that I've created. Yes, the business, like it's amazing. But what I can tell you guys, if you're going, oh, I just can have one, there's only one I can have, or maybe you haven't even started one yet. First off, just start it. We're going to talk about that, the soul calling. But as you're listening to this, if you've been in resistance to starting another business, I want you to really think about that, especially if you're neurospicy. If you're somebody who has ADHD like myself, or maybe you're ADHD, actually more me, think about that, because our brains work in multiple different channels, which again equates to multiple different businesses. And what's interesting about this is I've coached
many different women and men. And when this is going on, the second that they open up to another business, it's like the funnels start opening, the channels start opening. And the original one, whatever the original one was, because you're not hanging on to it so tightly, okay? So with that little preface work, before we really get into the meat, okay, and potatoes of this episode, okay? So we're going to be talking about your soul call. Now, let's get on the same page about what I mean by that, because everybody's soul call is different. All right. So what it is for me is going to be different than what it is for you. And this really ties into other episodes that we've talked about your voice, Matt. It matters. How you speak matters. That your call, while it might be similar, is never going to be identical to someone else, right? You might be inspired by somebody, but this is why duplication energy, I'm just going to copy and paste myself energy, does not work. It might work to a certain extent, but it will not get you the same results as whoever it is that you're going, I must be just like her, etc. Because your call, think of it like a song, think of it like a frequency, and you're answering it, you're meeting it. As you begin to admit this, as you begin to say yes to this and not be in resistance to whatever it is for you, you begin to attract people who have been looking for you. And when you're not doing this, guess what? Your frequency isn't as strong. Your signals that you're sending out aren't as strong. And so the people whose lives could be changed, who, let's even take it down, maybe it's not their life is radically changed, although that will happen for many of you guys when you begin to answer this call. They're not having the breakthrough. They're not seeing and having the inspiration and then sending out into the world their own ripple, their own frequency. We're kind of like, picture this with me, the guardians of old, right? Who would go and when they wanted to signal to each other, they would light a torch, right? And someone would see it in the distance and the torch would light and on it goes and on it goes and on it goes, right? If you are resisting lighting your torch for whatever it is, right? If you're resisting that, you're saying, I could never charge for Oracle readings. Oh my gosh, like that would be terrible. Or I couldn't charge that. Oh my gosh, right? But yet there's this call to it. You're not lighting your torch, or you're just lighting an ember of it. It's not the full thing. And so it's not being seen. Your message isn't being seen. The people who need your help aren't seeing you. They're not hearing you. And there are people who can only get the message from you, the service from you, whatever it is. And let me remind you that sales means to be of service when we go to the root word. Okay. Now, with that being said, when we're talking about the soul call, I want you to think about what is it within you that just lights you up, but most likely does not make sense. Or you have that, what I like to call that fear gremlin voice. It begins to engage and say, how dare you want to charge for a tarot reading? How dare you think that you are worth that business coaching wise, right? Look, you're not as good as him slash her slash whatever, right? Like whoever the person is or that company, maybe it's not a person. Maybe you're not a coach. Maybe you have a brick and mortar. My business isn't as good as that business. Who am I to blah, blah, blah. When the fear gremlin begins to engage, that's a good sign that you're getting close to the soul call. That's a good sign that if you were to follow, lives are going to be changed. Vibration is going to be raised. That engages. The fear gremlin engages because it wants to keep you small. So if that's not engaged, guess what? It might be something that's just kind of like cool and exciting, but you're not living fully in it, right? Another way to identify this is if you get that kind of fluttering excitement going on, that feels almost reminiscent of, you know, when you were a kid and you had like a crush and you get those little like butterflies, fluttery things, right? Happening in your stomach. It almost feels like that, like this, whoa, like that's cool. The possibilities here, but it doesn't quite make sense. Okay. And there is a difference between, oh, I'm feeling the fluttering excitement. Oh, I feel called to this. Versus, well, that rationally makes sense, right? Business-wise, that plan, yes, and I can wrap my head around that. And if I do X, Y, and Z, it will most likely yield that result. Now, can you combine the two? Absolutely. But oftentimes, your soul call is not going to make sense. It's happening in this intuitive realm of the subconscious. It's calling to you like this song that you can't fully hear, and yet you feel it within your body. This is what I'm talking about. Now, I want to illustrate this for you, and you might know, but just in case you don't, Or maybe there's some things kind of lurking, right, within the, under the surface that are ready to be seen, but maybe we're looking the other way, right? I want you to think about something that absolutely does not call you. For me, I always bring up accounting. My mother was an accountant. She was great at numbers, you know, always wanted to give me tax advice. And it was just always a great big, to a certain extent, like this just isn't my thing. But I can tell you one thing, my friend, I did not obsess about how I wasn't going to be a good accountant one day. I did not obsess about all the reasons why I shouldn't be an accountant. I didn't obsess about, you know, what if I get those numbers wrong, right? Or, you know, how am I going to make this work even though I'm not good at math? Like that never happened. I was very almost neutral to it because there was nothing there calling to me. It was not for me in any way, shape, or form. Okay. So I want you to think about something that you just know. You're like, yeah, like absolutely not. Like I have to kind of go searching for this thing that I'm just neutral to because it doesn't even speak to me. And here's why I bring this up. I'm gonna give you some examples here really quick. I'm gonna circle back to that. I want you to think about, it's gonna throw some careers out here for you. Let's talk about being a librarian. How do you feel about being a librarian? An accountant, let's use that. A mathematician, scientist. How do you feel about being a professor? How about somebody who repairs things? You can fill whatever the repair is. It can be technology, it can be cars, whatever, repairs. How do you feel about repairing things, like working with your hands in some capacity? Writing, how do you feel about writing? I'm gonna give you one more. Actually, I'm gonna pull a card to see what comes forward. How do you feel about helping people make choices? This might look like being a therapist. This might look like being a guidance counselor, but choices, making difficult choices, guiding them through that, okay? And I'm gonna encourage you to kind of think of some other things and where can you just find the like, I never really thought about that. Never really crossed my like, no, like that doesn't engage for me in any form, shape or form. Another great way to do this is to go to a university site and pull up their catalog of things that you could specialize in. You do trade school, whatever. Basically, I just want you to look at professions, things that people do. You can look online. There's a whole social gig economy, right? Different people coaching different things. Find something that just doesn't speak to you. It, absolutely in no way, shape, or form. Now here, why is this important? Because some of you guys are mixing up the soul call. You think the soul call is, yes, that lights me up. That's so exciting. Absolutely, I want that. But there's another way that the soul call talks to you. And that is through engaging you in a way that says, how could you ever? Why? Like, absolutely not. Almost this, what most people would classify as a negative talk or negative engagement. To me, it always is so interesting when there's any type of reverse side to the coin, right? So we see in the coaching industry, there's also these people who make a lot of money off of talking about the coaching industry being a scam, for example. And to me, those are two sides of the same coin. Like, you're coaching people, right? You'll see people talk about, like anything people are making money off of, there'll be somebody who's like, that's terrible. I can't believe, but yet they're making money off of it. It's the reverse of the coin, right? You'll see this. I'm even beginning to see this with AI and the artistry, right? And there's people saying, oh, you know, that there's no way they're stealing art there. Don't use it to valid. Like I hear what they're saying, but just observe this for me, right? Or with me, observe this with me. There's people making that argument. And on the other hand, there's people creating contests and going full into AI artistry and beginning to make a career out of it. You see how there's two sides of this coin that begins to appear. So when one side talks to you loudly, I want you to pay attention to that. And I'm going to give you an example just from me personally. And I want you to begin kind of examining for yourself, where have you been in resistance to a call? So for me, this looked like seeing women specifically, no shade to my fellas out there. But I saw women online making money when I was a teacher and I used to, well, it must be nice for them to not have to go, you know, sit and teach like I have to, right? But secretly I wanted it, even though I was going like, I don't really understand that. Like, I don't like what, like, I don't really, I don't get that, right? But I kept listening and it was intriguing to me. I wouldn't necessarily say I was a hater, but there's an argument to be made, absolutely. And I have in the past, you might have seen, if you follow me for a while, that I said I was a hater. There's definitely an argument. I don't think I hated to the level that I see certain people hating the social selling industry. I was never like that. Like, let me get on a platform here and talk about it. I was skeptical slash very critical until I started to kind of open up and go, well, I'm seeing people actually making a living off of this. Like, this isn't just a glorified Girl Scouts. Like, what, like, is this real? Like, what? And so I started learning more and opening up to it. And what I can tell you is when I first started in social selling, and I promise you, like, if you love social selling, awesome. I mentor in it. Yes, this is not like a plug for that per se, just the story. Hang with me here, okay? When I first started in it, I was still full-time teaching. I had my Reiki shop. I was also making bath bombs at the time, like just having a lot of fun with online income and how can I supplement what I was doing as a teacher? Because let's face it, how we pay teachers is terrible. Shout out to you if you are a teacher. Sending you so much love. You know, I was making decisions like, am I going to replace my tires in the middle of winter, icy, etc. They're bare, but I can't really afford it. Am I gonna, you know, get food for my cat? Like, a crazy decision that somebody with a master's degree in my mind should not be having to make. So anyways, this is kind of what sparked me into this, can I make more money online world? And so when I started with a company that I am not with now, and didn't know what questions to ask, didn't really know what I was doing, but I was ignorance on fire. And I got some money from it. I mean, not a lot, not to like replace whatever, but enough to see like, okay, like clearly this works. Like there's money here. I'm in the green. Be smart in any business that you do, right? Learn some common business sense. Don't spend more than, you know, what's coming in. Like, hello, business 101. That's for you Etsy shop owners out there too, brick and mortars, et cetera. And yeah, there are investments and whatever. You got to make sure that you can absorb your investments. That's a separate conversation. But I began to see like, okay, like I can make some extra money like with this. And so I started to get lit up about it. Eventually I found what would become my forever home company. And you know, here we are in, geez, how long have I been? Almost 6 years now, verified 7 figures. Over the course of that, like it's wild. Yearly, I am a verified 6-figure earner, just to be totally transparent with you guys. Again, not to impress you, but to show you that when you answer a call that might just sound like a whisper, that might sound like some criticism, hey, like, what is this? And you lean in and you go, why is this voice engaging? And begin to get honest with yourself. Like, maybe this is something that I desire. Maybe this is an answer to something that I have been looking for. Maybe I should lean into this and learn a little bit more. Maybe I should open up my computer and start writing that first chapter of the book instead of hating on the people that I'm seeing on TikTok who are, you know, writing these books in 3 months and getting book deals. It's a message for me. It's okay. I love you guys who are successful on book talk. I have all these books. And anyways, here I am just straight channeling, calling myself out. So as fellow authors, send me a message if you need a fellow critique partner. But this is what I mean though, guys, is we have to get radically honest with ourselves and just kind of examine, what are the words that are coming out of my mouth? Hey, was that for me? What's that thought? Is that for me? Why do I feel so engaged over X, Y, and Z profession or over why or what this person is doing? Okay. That's your soul call. And you've got to be able to identify that first and foremost. You might not go, oh yeah, like that's definitely it. That's what I'm called to do. But I want you to get curious about that voice that engages for you, whether it's what you would classify as a positive engagement or a critique, a very critical voice that also holds something. Because again, remember, for me, my example is the accountant. The critical fear gremlin would never engage about accounting. Never. Because it was just not my thing in any capacity. In any way. Okay. So I want you to look at that. Now, here's the thing. When the soul call is in place, right? You feel the call of something, right? To start the shop, to do the whatever. You've got to understand that the fear gremlin's going to come and try to get you to stop. Now, this is why you see people start their business and ghost. This is why you see people invest in, you know, they start their brick and mortar shop. And all of a sudden, like they're looking for an investor right away. It's like, what do you mean? Like, I love that place. There's real story. There is a beautiful, yummy place, like right here locally. And it's like, they started for a year and they're just like, they're peacing out. Like, no, even though it's so delicious. Anyways, but you guys know what I'm talking about. Look at that. This is why we see this. People get into this, who am I to do this? And it will start off small. It'll start off with, again, I use this example and I'll use it once more. It's something that I struggled with and had to work through in my sacred way, which is my Reiki, my tarot, my all of that, which is, who am I to charge for a reading? That must be tarot. Like, who are you not to? Who am I not to? Unless you're learning, right? And you don't really know what you're doing. And there's still energy exchange happening. They're giving you feedback, etc. Okay. So you got to understand that the fear gremlin's going to try and get you to stop, generally speaking, in the form of excuses. Everybody has an excuse. I need you to hear me. What is going to separate you from the energy conscious entrepreneurs who are deeply attuned to this? You got to understand, if you identify as sensitive, as intuitive, you're going to be deeply attuned to your own inner workings. And so this voice feels louder. It just does. And so what's going to separate you from the other people is your willingness to say, F that. I hear you, and yet I will move anyway. I hear you, and yet I will move anyway, because this is my soul calling, because I am called to this for a reason. I'm gonna go, well, that just sounds so simple. I'm just gonna say, F it and do it. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And the voice that tries to tell you, no, I'm not, I'm just gonna sit back, I'm just gonna whatever, that's the separation voice. That's the voice that's trying to get you to be right in your comfort zone, right where you're at right now, to get no shifting, right? Because if you don't shift it, if you don't do something differently, you don't answer it, you don't actually invest in the business, you don't actually start the extra income stream, you don't actually make the Etsy listing, you don't actually begin to get messy. Nobody's requiring perfect, but you don't actually begin to put yourself out there on social media. I'm using social media because I coach on social media, right? How to build your energy conscious business, right? If you're not putting your content out there, how the hell are people going to find you, friend? Like, they are not. And I say this with so much love, because I get it that it's hard, but I also get letting yourself off the hook. And you are the only person who can put your own feet to the fire. That is a terrible expression, but you get what I'm saying, right? And say, you know what? It's going to get done today, because I am the one, right? You, in alignment with your higher self, your higher power, that's going to execute. You are the only one. That's one thing that my grandmother taught me when I was very little. She's like, if you don't have your own back, no one's going to have your back. You got to have your own back, right? And there are going to be days when you're tired, and there are going to be days when a sky is orange as I record this, right? We've got all the wildfires and it's hard to breathe. And I'm not saying to break your body. And this is where we see this kind of misunderstanding of ease and flow, hustle and ease, and this whole thing, right? No one is saying to break your body. No one is saying that you should be working while you're in the hospital, right? You've got to have enough self-leadership and self-understanding and awareness to understand that, yes, this is a day when I need to rest, etc. Versus I'm saying I need to rest, but really I have more to give, even though, yes, I'm a little tired, even though, yes, it would be easier just not to, because this is what separates people. This is what's going to separate the energy conscious entrepreneurs who know how to work with what, this is the growth zone. You got to understand that little resistance, that little, going to feel like big resistance some days. This is when I talk about likening your growth to stretches, yoga stretches, right? You can make it look good. You could say, oh yeah, I feel the stretch here. Oh yeah, this is me stretching, right? Like, oh yeah, posting two times a day was so hard. Okay. Yeah, I really feel the stretch there. But when in fact you don't, nobody knows that but you. You hire a business coach, they don't know. They can lay it out for you. This is how to grow, right? This is the basics of growth. How long you're gonna have to do it, I don't know. But I know if you do this consistently, it will work, because there is no other choice. And so you can say, yeah, I did that, and that was really stretchy, and that felt uncomfortable, and so I'm growing. But if you didn't feel it, hey, yo, like, it's not, this is why I tell people, for example, there used to be a time when live video was just, like, it over on Facebook, and now people are just, like, not even really on Facebook. Some people are. It's still a great platform. I still make a lot of money on Facebook. So if that's you, stay on Facebook. Keep making money over on Facebook if that's your preferred platform. Don't mishear me. My point being is that there was a point where live video and, like, daily live video was it. And you could get, like, 100 to 200 live viewers. you'd have hundreds of thousands of views once replays like swung through. It was insane. But eventually, once people get comfortable with it, they stop seeing the same return because it was no longer the growth zone. So my other point to this is, and we're talking about the yoga and the stretches within your business, right? That stretchy zone, are you meeting the resistance zone? Because the resistance zone is the growth zone. You can also like bend so far that you like, you break your hamstrings, right? You're like, look, I'm really doing it. I'm hustling. And then you're just burnt out and you're all this, that, and the other. Okay. We don't want that either. You want the gentle stretch and you want to meet that gentle stretch zone that feels like, oh yeah, I'm feeling it, but I'm not bending so far I'm breaking, but I'm also not just sitting here faking it. And only you are going to know what that zone is for you. Okay. So the other thing I want to get into with this, and I am going to give you some journaling questions here at the end, is that this resistance zone and the excuses that begin to crop up, the reasons why you shouldn't answer the soul calling, why you shouldn't start the business, why you shouldn't do paid for readings, why you shouldn't have your Etsy shop or do the brick and mortar, whatever, right? You're no different. That's the first thing. You're not special because the excuses are kicking in. Everybody's got the excuses, okay? It's your relationship with them, but you have to understand that when you give in to excuses, and I've done it, guys, like I am not, you don't have to be perfect. Nobody you watch is perfect at this, but you get something from giving into those excuses. There's some small amount of pleasure that you are getting. And let me illustrate some points because you might be in deep resistance to that and that's okay. But let me explain something to you and just kind of give you this idea here. If you say, well, you know, I did it, right? I'm like, think about the yoga class. I'm going and I'm going to the yoga class. I'm doing the move that you said to do, but you're not feeling the stretch, right? There's no way that your coach would know that. But guess what? You get to be right. You get to be right when your flexibility, when your growth doesn't occur. You get to be right. You get to say, yeah, I showed up every single day. Nothing happened. Well, my friend, only you are the one on the inside of your business knowing if you're meeting the stretch zone. Okay. But guess what? You get to be right. You get to say, well, I tried it and it didn't work. Right. So there is a small amount of pleasure from that. That's just one example, right? Some people are deeply addicted to their own negative talk, love to gossip, and gossip will ruin your business quicker than anything. Love to shame other people, put the blame on other people instead of taking radical responsibility. Well, if my business coach would have said it this way or done this way, well, if I had a business coach, you name it, right? When it comes to blaming, shame, your circumstances, etc. Once again, you get to be right. And in that case, if you're putting the blame on someone else, you don't have to take responsibility. That's a benefit. And you've got look, because here's the thing, these are happening typically in the subconscious. They're things you're not aware of. And so if you're not seeing the growth that you want, okay, are you meeting that resistance zone? Are you meeting it where it's feeling stretchy on a daily basis? Okay, and what are you getting out of not hitting that zone? Asking yourself that and getting real about it. Gossip is addictive. It lights up the brain. Okay. So that could be part of it. You get to be part of the in crowd, right? And this is where people will talk about, oh, the fear of success, or it's lonely at the top, this type of thing. That can create stories of, I have heard it all coaching people, things they think they're going to have to sacrifice. Well, we've done podcasts about that. You got to know your values from day one and act in accordance with them. You're not going to be sacrificing something you value, right? In that case, if you're walking in integrity with yourself, again, check out the previous podcast. If you're like, I need that one. But I need you to really come back to and identify, what am I benefiting? What is the pleasure that I'm getting out of listening to the excuse? What is it? What is that thing? And I'll tell you, for at least for me, a big part of it was I got to be right. And when I realized, like, wow, I was getting that, and that was worth it more to me, obviously, I looked at my actions, worth it more to me than the growth, right? Because here's the thing, your business is going to go through seasons once you get it started. If you're listening to this and you haven't started it yet, well, hey, yo, like, there's still this, right? There's excuses keeping you from starting the soul calling. Oh, you wouldn't be this far. So what are you getting out of it? That you get to say, well, you know, you get to be right. You never tried it, or maybe I tried it for a couple of weeks and it's just, You haven't even started it if you haven't done it for 90 days consistently, friend. You haven't even begun. But guess what? You get to be right. Okay, so look at that. Okay, I see that often. The other form of this is, well, you know, I won't set a goal because then I won't fail. Well, guess what? You did fail, but you haven't grown because you won't set a goal. Like, I say this, guys, out of love, and I say it as somebody who's not saying I'm perfect and I do this perfectly, who's right beside you, and I failed to set goals. And guess what? Personally have not grown in my personal sales or in whatever when I'm looking at the different businesses. But I got to be right, yeah? And I got to, you know, not feel the failure, right? So you got to look at that. Okay, the other thing, I need you to ask yourself, is it worth it? Is what you're gaining worth not executing on your dream? For me, and for you listening to this, for most of you guys, it's going to be hell no. Now, for some of you guys, I might be like, well, yeah, it is worth it. Well, then you got to reevaluate the soul call. And soul calls can shift, right? Maybe it's something that it was a business that was a season in your life. And now it's time to dig deep and what's the next soul call? And maybe you're being called to something else, and that's okay. Can you lay your head on the pillow at the end of the night? And this is one of the Gokai, right, from Reiki, is that just for today, I will do my job well. And I'm paraphrasing that, but can you lay your head down on your pillow at night and say, I did my job well today? And not every day is that going to be the case, right? But can you do it more often than not? And if you're like, you know what, I missed the mark, can you get up and do it differently tomorrow? Okay. And my third question to you, or statement, right, is understand that when you identify whatever the pleasure is that you're getting out of this, the enjoyment that you're getting out of giving into the excuse, you have to be willing to lose that for your growth. You have to be willing to set a goal and potentially fail and examine your relationship with failure, because it's in need of some examining. If that is you, and you know, myself, right? Like, constantly look, what do I define as failure? Let me tell you something. This has to be manifestation too, magnetism, whatever you want to call it. It is not the end of the road if you haven't given up. If you're still shifting, if you're still leaning into that resistance zone, it is just feedback. You can't be scared of setting a goal because of failure. No, you set a goal, and if you don't hit it that month, the 90 days, whatever, because it does need to be measurable, it's feedback. And here's the thing, you can't judge your results after trying for 2 weeks. You have not even started yet. Most businesses are not profitable for 5 years. Some of you guys gotta get off that. Like, I hear that so much and I say it out of love, but here's the thing. If whoever it is you're working with won't tell you to you straight, I certainly will. Okay. You have got to get more serious about your soul call. In the same way, in a relationship that you're deeply committed to, you're not like, well, it's been 2 weeks and like, you know, I guess I should just give up. Like, you wouldn't unless it wasn't for you. In which case, you need to really look at it and go, is it really your soul call? Soulmates, right? Like, you see kind of like the parallels there. Like, well, if you don't give up on a deep lasting relationship that you just, if you see that potentiality, you feel that in 2 weeks, right? So there's parallels there. Some of you guys diving into that thread of like, you're in relationship with your business will really help. Okay, I'm gonna give you 3 journaling questions and we're gonna pop off of here because I got long-winded, but I'm super passionate about this. I'm passionate about you guys finding your soul call, saying yes to it, even when it doesn't make sense, and then not fucking giving up. Like, don't be that person. I think it was Les Brown who said that you go and you look at any graveyard and you're gonna see the books that were never written, the businesses that were never started, right? That would have changed generations. You're going to see the cures for cancer, the cures for all, but they just decided that it was too late to go to school. It was too late to start. They didn't see the success that they wanted in 2 weeks, so they stopped. They didn't really know how to put a book together, so they just never put pen to paper. Don't be that person. That's why I'm so freaking passionate about this. Okay, so your journal questions. First one, what do you gain by listening to your excuses? I already asked that, but that is one of your official questions. What do you gain by listening to your excuses? Second, who benefits by you stifling your own voice, right? You not following through on it. Who benefits? Because it's certainly not you. Unless it's you saying, well, I guess it'd be right. In which case, I guess it can be. But oftentimes there will be other people right? It might be like the negative person in your life who you secretly love, like mom, dad, partner, whatever, who really is not your biggest fan and secretly wants to see you fail. And they are there. They are absolutely out there, right? But then you don't upset them. You don't rock the boat, right? A lot of you guys, you feel that subconsciously, if you're going to be one of the first like six-figure or seven-figure earners in your family, and your family doesn't want you to grow outside of that, and your soul call, absolutely, if you want it to be monetary, it can blow the F up, right? Depending on your money stories, etc. For some of you guys, that feels deeply unsafe with your family of origin. Okay, third question. Where do you feel it in your body when you think about giving into your excuses and not doing the thing today? So I want you to go there for a second. If you decide not to do it, where do you feel that in your body? And does it feel expansive or constrictive? And I can almost guarantee you it's going to feel constrictive. It's going to feel like almost like a shutdown in many ways. How can you shift this and choose differently? Your body will tell you if you're closing off to your call, if you listen to it. And it, generally speaking, will feel constrictive. It'll feel like muscle tightness. Some people will feel it literally in their throat area. Other people I've coach, they'll feel it in their sacral area, your area of creation. And when you say, yes, I'm going to do it, you kind of like breathe into it. For me, as I'm doing this with you guys, I actually feel it in the back of my shoulders. It almost feels like my heart chakra is expanding. Okay. So I want you to begin to listen to your own body, because your body will tell you, especially when we're talking about the subconscious and trying to bring these things that are ready to be put into the awareness, either just below the surface. The thing is, we're not necessarily aware of them, but your body will know. So if you can learn to tap into your body, what's your body telling you? Am I in resistance to my soul call today, or am I in the flow? Am I willing to show up? Am I willing to do the thing? Am I willing to allow the call to flow through me in the form of my written posts, in the form of my live videos, in the form of getting messy and posting that TikTok, right? Of going live, of letting it just be there in the world, okay? So with that, soul call. Dive into this. Answer these questions. The world needs more people who are actually answering their soul call. And you, if you're listening to this at this point, you've made it all this way, are so much more than capable of getting it done and achieving it. So I'm sending you so much love. As always, if you got value out of this, make sure you screenshot this podcast, tag me over on Instagram. I'm @TheLunaAshley, and I will see you on our next episode. Bye, guys.